feel here away from you guys on that side. Okay, this is the AOSO activities and policy update presentation. Just 1 minute, and they are getting ready for the recording. Do we have an update? Just one moment. Okay, welcome folks. This is the ASO Activities and Policy Update. My name is Louis Lee. I'm the chair of the ASO Address Council. This update is being given at the ICANN 45 meeting in Toronto on October 15th, 2012. And this is what we're going to go over today. The ASO NRO number activities going on this week, along with updates on the activities outside of this week. Namely, the policy update, the ICANN board selection, IGF workshops, and the global IPv6 deployment survey, ASO review report, and an invitation on participating in our policy process. This week, you see up there, we have the ASO activities policy update, which is this meeting. And we will be having a meeting with the board on Wednesday morning. This is going to be an open meeting, very different from previous sessions that we had with the board. One thing I didn't put up there for earlier today is that many of us, along with other leaders of the ACs and SOs, joined the GAC in a group lunch. And on Wednesday, continuing on, we have the IPv6 workshop put together jointly by ICANN and Aaron. And then after that, in a different room, we have the multi-stakeholder discussion. This is a discussion for issues around the legacy IP numbers. The folks are invited to join, listen, and participate, of course. And this is going to be happening on Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. at Harbor AB. So the global policy for post-exhaustion IPv4 allocation mechanisms by IANA. This is the most recent global policy passed up to the ICANN board and describes how IANA will accept and allocate return IPv4 resources. And these resources that we're talking about 1.25/8 of address space have been returned in aggregate by APNIC, Aaron, and the RIPE NCC. Now, right now, IANA is asking for comments on implementation of this policy. So the link is there on the presentation, or you can also go through the main ICANN website and look for the comment periods. Now, when the first RIR reaches a /9, we're asking that IANA starts acting on this proposal, on this policy, actually. It's no longer a proposal. And then there are the regional policies, the RIR policies. They are regional in nature in that they affect one of five regions around the world. And the RIPE NCC, for instance, had recently reached the final /8. So that means that austerity measures kick into place and their allocation practices change such that, for instance, the LIRs can get a final /22 only if they have V6, and no new V4 PI space are given out. There are also inter-RIR transfer policies. These are regional in nature in that they affect how one region interact with another region. So right now there is an implemented policy between APNIC and Aaron, and under discussion at other places. In AFRINIC, there is no proposal currently. If you're interested in getting involved in policy for that, and Adil has input for this.
In fact, in AFRINIC region, there has been a proposal that has been shut down by the community, so.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, we also appoint two board members to ICANN. Seat 9 is currently occupied by Ray Polzak. His term ends 6 months after the 2014 annual general meeting. And Kuwei's seat, seat 10, is currently due to finish after the 2012, 6 months after the 2012 annual general meeting, which is this week. However, the selection process, oh, by the way, the selection process has begun for this seat. However, the term ending now is, could change, if you would. So the ICANN board has put out a public comment period on a suggestion where the term will actually end later in the year. If you did not read the comment request, the reasoning has to do with the SOs and ACs. They would like the NomCom to be able to know who are the incoming board members and know which holes they need to fill in terms of skill set or geographic diversity or gender diversity, so on. So they would like to have a chance early on to understand what is the makeup of the incoming board. It also allows ICANN to do their orientation in as a group for all the new incoming board members without having any kind of staggered entrances. Oh, by the way, the comment period for that closed very soon, so in just about a week. So as I mentioned, the selection process for C10 has already started, and the nomination period actually closes this Friday. So if you have any input, anyone you want to nominate, there is this deadline. Please be advised that there is a questionnaire that the nominees need to fill out. So that questionnaire should really get back by the end of Friday. So that means it would really help your nominee if you would let him know earlier so that he has a chance to fill out that questionnaire. So with the outreach that the RIRs are doing, one of which is the IGF in Baku in November. The IGF activities, they are coordinated and funded by the NRO. And you see on the slide there the three MAG participants from the RIRs. What I want to highlight is that the workshops that they're putting on, they are open to all, specifically the Internet Governance and RPKI workshop, and moving to IPv6, Challenges for Internet Governance. The ASO review report has been out, and the ASO have looked it over and had given feedback on the recommendations. The joint response was in May, earlier this year. And the next steps are that the ASO, NRO, and Secretariat would be addressing the recommendations as noted in response. Now, and I am going to be asking for a detailed update on the individual recommendations such that we can feed that information back to the community, which I didn't warn anyone about earlier.
I'll get up and address that one. I'm John Curran, President and CEO of Aaron. I'm also this year the chairman of the NRO Number Resource Organization. We actually have a set of action items that have come out of that review. We're actually now writing up a final disposition report regarding what we're doing with each one of those. And I will tell you that because of the timing of this meeting, we're actually have a teleconference this week to approve that report. But that report will go back to the Structural Improvement Committees of ICANN, saying what we've done with each of the action items. Some of them may require us to change terminology. We use both NRO and ASO alternately here in ICANN. NRO is the function that all the RIRs work together on. We have a cooperative mechanism for us to do things. The NRO also serves as ICANN's ASO. So it confuses people because we have this organization separate. But since the NRO serves as the ASO, I'm the chair of the NRO, I serve as the chair of the ASO as well. Recommendations in the report include trying to minimize terminology issues like that. We also have the Address Supporting Organization Address Council, which turns out to be a nomenclature issue that others in ICANN have issue with. So we're busy trying to finalize what we're going to do with those. I hope to have that in the next 2 weeks out of the RIRs collectively. And as soon as we have it, it'll go to the ICANN Structural Improvement Committee. Thanks.
Thanks, John. I don't even have to put in that request. Thank you, Barbara. Okay. So the Global IPv6 Deployment Survey has been completed. This is the fourth annual survey. This was funded and by the NRO and European Commission. And the findings, the major findings, are that there's increased uptake from the previous year, and that the real use of IPv6 has grown at a faster rate from 2011-2012 than previously. And the report link is in the presentation right there in front of you. RIR meetings. Participation is very easy. You can attend the open RIR meetings. The meetings are free, for a nominal charge. But you can participate for free over remote participation means. You can also participate via email. The email lists are open to everyone, and it is really open to everyone in that you don't have to be a resident of any particular region to have a say in the policy making of that region. So in the next few meetings, we'll just touch on real quick. The Aaron 30 meeting is coming up next week in Dallas. And the following week is the LACNIC meeting in Montevideo. Then shortly after, in November, if you cannot make either of the next two meetings, is AFRANIC 17. Then following on, I believe this is next year, yes, February to March, is the APNIC 35 meeting being done in conjunction with APRICOT, I believe, yes. And then later in the year is the RIPE 66 meeting, which will be held in Dublin, Ireland. That will be in May 2013. All right, that concludes the update. Do we have any questions, either from the floor or from remote? Elise.
Hi, Elise Garrick, ICANN Vice President IANA. So I just wanted to mention that Louis mentioned the global policy for post-IPv4 address allocations and that we're in the implementation phase at ICANN. But there's also a public comment up right now because there are multiple ways that it could be implemented, and we'd certainly like to get feedback on the proposals of different ways to implement the registry for IPv4 addresses once we have returned IPv4 addresses, which we do. We've received 3 blocks of IPv4 addresses returned to the IANA, which will sit in that recovery pool. So those of you in the room who participate in the number stuff, if you could please look at the public comment and provide feedback, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elise. IANA does need this comment and answers to how they should implement so that they do it right the first time, right? And if you have any feedback on how we can improve this session or other sessions that we're having throughout the week, please do let me know, and you may also approach any of the RIR staff or a board member. All right, last chance for remote questions.
Yes.
Okay, this concludes the meeting then.
This room needs to be totally changed for tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much.